I don't want to change Josh Allen's game as well, but he's every year I think he's evolving, his fine-tuning his mechanics and understanding the defenses. But look, that's going to be an element to his game. And, you know, 30 years old is very young for quarterbacks still. It's different for some other positions. So full expectation to see the full version of Josh Allen this year.
Joe Brady, things have wrapped in Cleveland, but for some of the press conference stuff, including Josh Allen. All right, I have capitulated on the headphones. We have a new pair of headphones. I don't think they're high-end. That's fine. What they are also are not is broken, unlike the ones I have just decided to at least temporarily retire. You know, like an athlete. You're not sure right away. Maybe someone will call you. It's weird. I mean, any amount of experience, I think, just this is my excuse anyway, doesn't change the fact that there's such a different sound in my ears than the last pair, but I guess that's to be expected. So, where are we at on everything? The Bills and the Browns come off the field. From what Sal is tweeting, there were no incidents or injuries, and that's, you know, you get an A for that. I can certainly understand the value that teams find in these sort of things. I was just thinking and struggling a little bit today to come up with like different angles on the 2026 Bills season. And I welcome you to sort of join me in just kind of riffing about this, like what's on your mind about it, good or bad. Brady, of course, is a big topic, a big story. There's only so much we can really know or say, though, about how this is going to go with Joe Brady. I don't think there have been any missteps yet. What would that be? I mean, he did play his guys on Saturday, got away with it, and even that is one where I think people get why coaches are tempted to do that. It's sort of common sense that the reps are worthwhile. I don't think anybody plays on Saturday, but we don't know that yet officially. I think today was that for them. That's kind of how even Brady was talking and how we've been talking this week, that the controlled practice would basically be a substitute for the game in terms of like one versus one matchups and trying to, you know, accomplish something. Now I think you take the money and run, and Saturday is for the backups. You don't want to lose them either, but you're not going to risk. I think it would be incredible if Allen saw the field again in the preseason, but we'll see. But, you know, Brady, it's his first shot at it on any level as a head coach. And I think so far I'd say he has looked the part and sounded the part. So, again, too soon to really know anything, but nothing about what's happened here since they got on the field in Rochester has kind of changed my mind about him or about them overall. Khalil Shakir is hurt. Ed Oliver is also hurt. Like, we know from Brady today that they're both injured. I never want to root for an injury, and I've tried to make this point many times about Shakir. Like, I don't have a problem with him or anything like that. When he was drafted, it was a day three pick, and right away we were hearing good things about what kind of player he might be. I know Sigmund Bloom, for one, came on our show after that draft and was like, Shakir could be a player. And he has been. But I think, as I've said many times, I think the Bills' offense is somewhat capped by him as their number one target. I mean, that's what he's been, basically. But you're getting what? You're not getting big plays unless he breaks tackles. Yards after the catch are your only real look at that. You're not getting touchdowns either. And specifically, because of Kincaid, I think he can, if you want to put it this way, limit what they're capable of as an offense. I mean, if Kincaid is healthy, you want him as your F receiver, we call this now, like, or maybe always, maybe you always have. You want him, he's not going to put his hand down. Knox is going to do that. They want Knox on the field. We've talked about this many times. Like I said a few minutes ago, I kind of feel like I've already been, this is maybe how the players feel when you get to this time of year. Like, we've been over these same kind of topics so many times. But Kincaid in that position in a more expanded role, which is what you can only do, I think, if Shakir is off the field, then maybe you have, I mean, what kind of investment he is not the point, although he is a first-round pick. and Shakir has gotten a big contract. But the point is, you've got a more dangerous downfield option on the field than you otherwise would have had. You can have them. They've both been on the field before. But I just think to get exactly what you want from Kincaid, I think almost that Shakir has to go away. Then, though, you need an outside receiver who can pick up that slack. And now you have DJ Moore, and that's a big get for the Bills. And that's another one where we've talked about it to death, but don't really know yet what that's going to be. I think there's a lot of optimism about him. I think I mentioned this yesterday in terms of fantasy football, where I spend a lot of my time. The Carolina game did well for DJ Moore, that I think mostly the community, if you will, went from kind of like, we're bored, another new team. Is he washed from last year in Chicago? Some sort of, like, you hear it in my voice, I mean, or my words, like some sort of a just general malaise and maybe negativity toward him to, okay, maybe not. I mean, he got open, downfield plays, the one crosser against Carolina. Maybe there's a, you know, there's going to be a season there in DJ Moore. And then what? And the guy that we never talk about is Palmer. Yesterday, talking to Sal, he's like, right now, they go to Cleveland. Shakir was not on the field at practice. DJ Moore is off to the side. And Coleman's in a walking boot. So you've got three receivers down for this practice today. Or maybe it didn't turn out that way with Moore. I know Shakir was not available. And so that leaves Palmer, who I was not excited about as an acquisition in the first place, because I just, in several years with the Chargers, there was never, I mean, there was one year where he popped a little bit, but that was because of injuries maybe where he was needed. You never had a year where he commanded targets, where he sort of enforced his will, if you will, on the Chargers offense. And I just thought like that was probably going to continue. But he's somebody, if you didn't have Shakir, whether you for some reason wanted that or didn't want that, either way, just imagine if you didn't have him, then I think it's pretty straightforward. Moore, Palmer, or Coleman, but now Palmer, Kincaid, Knox, Cook. And then your front five and Allen. Like that's your 11. And we can call that 12 personnel because Kincaid is listed as a tight end, or maybe more want to think about it as 13. That interests me. Then you have an offense where you almost have to see more air yards from Allen. Now, it's good to have underneath, and Shakir does that, and Cook does that, although Cook doesn't get many targets. Maybe that changes, and Knox. But that, to me, looks dynamic. If you got there, and we'll see if it ever happens and how that would hold up. And that brings up another point, which is, and I think I speak for a lot of people, but not everyone necessarily, of course. I mean, that's never the case. But we've been pining for a Bills offense that is more threatening, is more dangerous, is more about Allen and his talent getting the ball down the field more often than they do. And what I say, I know I don't speak for everybody, but there's a lot of us who have been waiting for that and begging for it even. And at the same time, what they've been, which is not that, has been very successful with Cook and the role he plays and being more conservative, and with Shakir and what his assets are, what his strengths and weaknesses are. It's what it's added up to is a team that wins 12 games every year. I mean, what can you say? And another one that I've talked about a lot is that for all that's been worth, then you get to the playoffs and you need more, but that's like really such a fine line because their losses have mostly been so close. And you're talking about one or two plays, and I don't know. I've never really been able to figure out how to advertise for, well, this is obviously what they need to do. Well, why? Because they went to the second round or the AFC Championship and lost by a field goal? that's the difference between winning and losing. I mean, that's kind of a tough argument. A lot of teams over the years have been good enough to do that. Not every year. I mean, the Bills are coming up on some historic stuff with their run of playoff appearances and then losses shy of a championship. I mean, there have been lots of teams that have been likewise, and I don't know, like some are obvious for what they need. You know, this team, we talk about pass rush for that. And then also that dangerousness in the passing game that's been lacking, at least post-Diggs. So that's a lot of what, if you missed the summer here on WGR, that's a lot about it's a lot of what we've been doing for the last few months is, what is DJ Moore going to give to them? What is Joe Brady going to be able to do as the head coach for the first time? Do they have any sort of shift philosophically in how they want to play? We've talked about the schedule a lot and the fact that it's tougher, starting right away with Houston in week one, a team that has been a problem for the Bills, protecting Allen in that game last year, last couple of years. There's that glaringly weird 9-for-30 Allen game from Houston in 2024. So would love to know where your head's at with these guys as we get another day closer to the season. Sal will join me at 5. We're hoping for Benjamin Albright coming up in 20 minutes. A check-in on the Broncos and how things look to him about the AFC West and the AFC overall. Mike Tenier yesterday was really good on that. I want to talk about some of what I heard from him and Aaron Schatz on their podcast earlier today. Aaron at ESPN, they did an hour on the AFC North that I thought was pretty good. 803-0550 to join me. Bulldog is off today. This is Mike Shope on WGR.